Today, we're talking about transportation and car idling with our expert, Suzanne Hume. This is episode 5 on the Tiny Climate Challenge podcast. I'm Mayela Manassian, your host on the Tiny Climate Challenge podcast. This is a podcast for busy people who want to save the planet by completing one simple eco challenge at a time. Let's do this. Please visit tinyclimate.com to access all episodes, show notes, freely subscribe, and contact us. Hey there, I'm super excited to introduce everyone to Suzanne Hume. She's the founder and director of educational programs and outreach at Clean Earth for Kids, a nonprofit. And we also have our youth board members, Gideon Phillips, Lee Phillips, and Hannah Smith. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you so much. We're so excited to be here.
This is so exciting. The title of our podcast is about air pollution and learning to be idle free. And I'd like to encourage everyone to follow us all the way to the end of the podcast to hear some tiny tips and sustainable strategies that we can all do to make a big difference in our world. Suzanne, tell us about yourself and your nonprofit organization.
Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity. So my name is Suzanne. I'm a teacher and a reading specialist. And so we started Clean Earth for Kids because of an environmental situation that happened to me. And so I had pesticide poisoning from a helicopter. I was living up in a wonderful place in Oceanside, California, and unfortunately, a helicopter started spraying pesticides on the crops below, and I was up on a 35-foot retaining wall, so the helicopter felt like I could reach out and touch it. So the adverse reaction that I had, I felt like I couldn't speak and had problems with that. So I was sent to Scripps, and then my doctor sent me to UCSD, where I was diagnosed with pesticide exposure. And that's actually a common occurrence when someone has been exposed to pesticides, the inability to speak. So as you can hear, yay, my voice returned. And so we decided to take action. So we started Clean Earth for Kids because I called various organizations to ask for help. How can I get this helicopter stopped in my neighborhood and everywhere, right? We don't want pesticide spraying on, near homes or at all because they're very toxic. So we started to learn lots about pesticides and about air pollution. And so we formed a nonprofit, and we decided that we wanted to, of course, involve students. And so we thought that we would offer this opportunity to students who are interested in helping out. And so these fabulous students that I have today and others are working really hard. They attend board meetings, city council meetings, school board meetings. They speak to students and classrooms, and they have participated in different challenges. We're excited about that. So we started this out of a need to solve an environmental crisis. And so these guys that are here today and others have spoken in Oceanside to try to get the pesticides out of the city and the park. They also have worked on this fantastic no idling campaign, which has resulted in great changes. So for example, we're so excited that Vista Unified School District has passed a no idling resolution. And that's really important news because with that resolution, it calls for putting up signs, no idling signs, and we're going to put children's art on the sign. We have a contest for that. And it also calls for education to let people know. As a teacher, I'm ashamed to say that I did parking lot duty. I was out there and I didn't think about the importance of telling parents to turn their engines off when idling. And I myself had stood next to a car that was idling and had a conversation with the window down, not thinking about the dangerous exhaust coming out. But after I had the pesticide exposure and it burned my lungs, I became acutely aware of air pollution. So I thought, gosh, we have to do something. So this whole project with no idling was actually born, not just from my painful lungs standing next to the car, but one of our students, Victoria, and I were standing next to a sidewalk, and there was a mom with a stroller. And she was walking past, and there was a great big truck there, and it was idling. And so Victoria noticed that every time this mom and stroller that they were on a walk at a park walked past, then, you know, and the car was on, my student became aware of, gosh, look how close that tailpipe is to the stroller, you know, cause I had my hand on my chest. It was the exhaust was bothering me a little, and we had moved further away from the idling truck, you know, than we had been previously. So anyway, so we said, what can we do? So here we go.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing your story. And I'm sorry that happened to you. What I take away, though, from what you shared is how you turned an adversity into an opportunity. And I think it's just a great demonstration of how we can all, you know, we all face adversity in our lives, and how we can all do something more, even with the challenges that we're facing. So thank you for, you know, just persevering and caring not only enough about yourself, but about the personal health of everyone else in your community to, you know, stand up and do something. So I love that you started this No Idling campaign. Mm-hmm. It's something that I used to work in local government, and it's something that we're not talking enough about, quite frankly. And I'm sure you know this, but just sharing this with our listeners, one of our major contributors to carbon emissions is transportation. Mm-hmm. And obviously, idling is a major contributor. And so it's really important that we do everything possible to address this. And there are not many cities who actually have a no idling ordinance, as you've probably recognized. Mm-hmm. I was, for a brief moment, serving on the Del Mar Sustainability Advisory Board as their vice chair, and was really pleased to learn that they actually have a no idling ordinance in the city of Del Mar, which not a lot of people are aware of. So they could certainly do a better job at educating, you know, the community around that. But the other thing is that, you know, I'm not sure how it gets enforced. So it's one thing to help cities, school districts create these no idling bans. But I think it's another thing to make sure that we properly educate the community around that. And it sounds like, and we'll talk more about it.
Yes, the kids have a lot of good ideas.
Yes. Awesome. Oh, well, I'm so glad. This is super important work. So yeah, why don't we get more into that? I guess I have some questions around idling, because we all drive places and we end up in these situations where we're either stuck in traffic, we're dropping our kids off at school, we're waiting to pick them up, and we're in a line of cars and we're idling, or even there's a CVS pharmacy here near my house, and you see there's a drive-through for it, and you see cars waiting in the line. And I'm fortunate. In my household, I actually have an electric vehicle. And then I also have a vehicle that runs on fossil fuels. So I try and do as much driving as I can in my electric vehicle, but I understand, you know, not everyone has an electric vehicle, not yet anyway.
Right.
So I guess my question around idling is it better to idle, or is it better to turn your car engine on and off if you find yourself in a situation where you do have to wait in a line?
It's definitely better to turn your car off, because idling actually hurts the engine. When people go on, if they'd like more information, they can go to cleanearthforkids.org. And on our website, we have information and facts, not just from local mechanics, but from EPA. And experts. So idling does hurt your car emissions. So the recommendation is to turn it off after 10 seconds. If you're going to be idling more than 10 seconds, please turn it off. And of course, not in traffic. We're talking about, you know, picking up kids from school in a line, like that in a drive-through. But we actually have a no idling challenge that says that, you know, to avoid the drive-throughs. So it's park and walk, right?
Yes.
And we need to be doing that anyway. People are trying to get their steps and all of that. So, John, actually, he will be able to share later, took that challenge about parking and walking, and no drive-throughs and no lines. So
I can't wait to hear from him and hear how that worked out.
Yeah. Exciting.
All right. So, okay. That's great information. Cause I was also wondering on the timing of it, you know?
Right. Surfrider Foundation, who also supports us, and we work hand in hand with lots of great community organizations, and they're found on, again, on our website under Friends and Resources. So Surfrider has a Idle Hurts Surf campaign, and they are saying 5 seconds from their experts. So it's between 5 and 10 seconds that you should, if you know you're going to be in the car, sitting there waiting more than 5 to 10 seconds, then turn it off. So.
All right. Great tip. Why don't we invite Gideon, Lee, and Hannah to speak about their education efforts with your organization? Hey, so we have Lee Phillips here, and he's one of the youth board members for Clean Earth for Kids. And I can't help but notice, Lee, you're a little young. So I think that's pretty remarkable that you're already serving on a board. I'm in my 40s, and I didn't start serving on a board until I probably turned 40. And then I went crazy and served on 6 boards at the same time, which I wouldn't recommend for anyone. But I love the fact that you're here and that you're a board member. So tell me about how old are you and what grade are you in and what inspired you to serve on this board?
Thank you. I am 12 years old, and I couldn't help but notice how baby strollers were so low to the ground and so close to cars, pipe thing.
The tailpipe, yes.
Sorry, forgot the name.
It happens to me all the time.
And so babies inhale 50% more oxygen than we do. And if they inhale the bad stuff that comes out of a tailpipe, like carbon monoxide, it can cause heart disease, lung disease, and even cancer.
Wow. How long have you been serving on the board?
About a year.
All right. And what do you like most about serving on this board? Like, what is the work that really excites you?
I really like handling the presentations and speeches.
And when you give those presentations and speeches, who are you giving them to?
I gave one to my class and city council.
Which city council?
Oceanside.
Awesome. And is your goal to speak to as many city councils as you can?
I'll try.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Well, we need more young people getting involved. And we actually, you know, there's a huge movement right now with youth that are speaking up and saying that this is no longer acceptable. And they're taking, responsibility and accountability for what is happening and speaking out and telling everyone else, like, we need you to speak up. As well. We need all hands on deck, right? It doesn't matter like how old you are or where you live. We all live on this planet together. We all have this earth in common, and it's important that we all take responsibility. So thank you so much for being, getting involved, staying active, and helping to inspire everyone. I just met you today, and you've already inspired me.
Thank you.
All right. We're here with Hannah Smith, who's a fellow youth board member with Clean Earth for Kids. Hannah, excited to have you here today. Thank you for coming in. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. So what is your role with Clean Earth for Kids?
So my role for Clean Earth for Kids is we have challenges and we're trying to get everyone to participate in this, not only just to help our communities, but make a big change in our earth.
That's awesome. So you help to develop educational content?
Yes.
Okay, great. And it's, I heard you have, you brought some information that you wanted to share with us today. What is that?
So there are four ways that you could help to protect children's health and public safety. So to reduce air pollution and help cut over 100,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide in Carlsbad each year, and they're starting to do it with Oceanside and everywhere. So for no idling. So the first way to protect no idling is the No Idling Pledge, the No Idling Resolution, No Idling Signs, and the No Idling Educational Contest.
That's great. And where can we go to find all of this information?
To find all of this information, you could go on cleanearthforkids.org.
Awesome. I can't wait to check it out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We're back with Gideon Phillips. He's also a youth board member for Clean Earth for Kids. And Gideon, why don't you take a moment to introduce yourself, tell us your age, your grade, and what you're working on at Clean Earth for Kids.
Sure. My name is Gideon Phillips. I am 14 years old and currently in ninth grade. I'm the photography lead for Clean Earth for Kids. So I'm working on like the slideshows and all the video department stuff.
Wow, that's awesome. Can I hire you to come work with Tiny Climate Challenge?
Sorry, I already have one.
All right. So tell us about your educational campaigns.
Educational campaigns include creating signs for no idling and posters. People can also like have the option of creating like even songs or raps or poems that can just spread awareness.
That's fun.
Creating presentations, you know, to get up and help people start speaking up. And creating even comic strips or books, writing essays, and spreading awareness even further by telling people to stop like polluting the air and through pollution projects.
Right. Wow. That's fantastic. And what is your favorite thing to work on?
I like taking pictures. That's why I'm the photography.
Very cool. Well, is there anything else that you want to share with us?
No,
I thought that there's some stats that you wanted to share. Is that correct?
Sure.
So why don't you share some important stats with us?
So I guess I'll just start like with something kind of small. I mean, it's not that small because it's really big, but, 1 minute of idling is like the equivalent of smoking 3 packs of cigarettes.
Ew, gross.
So we're putting all that into the air in just 1 minute.
Wow. That is a major stat.
And the average person idles 16 minutes a day. So if you add all that up, then we have we'll just say a lot of packs of cigarettes that are going up into the atmosphere.
Definitely.
And eliminating idling, cars in the U.S. would remove as much pollution as taking 5 million vehicles off the roads. So we'd be getting rid of 5 million vehicles that create 3 packs of cigarettes into the atmosphere every minute. So if we do all the math for that, we would help save the planet at least 10 years.
Wow, that's huge. And it brings me to, when I work for local government, we create climate action plans for the cities that we work in or that we work for. And, you know, we can't, as local government employees, we can't solve this climate crisis by ourselves. So we really rely on the community to help us out. And transportation is such a huge part of that. So I love the fact that you guys are out there doing this educational work and helping spread the word and why it's so important to stop idling.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why we're doing this, to spread awareness and to stop idling. And idling also adds CO2 into the air. And you know what CO2 is, carbon dioxide, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a greenhouse gas and one of the main causes of global warming. And burning 1 gallon of gas is equal to 20 pounds of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
Wow. So what are you doing in your personal lives to help reduce your carbon footprint?
Well, actually, we're doing one of the challenges, remind people, you know, to stop idling if they have their car on for more than like 10 seconds. So, even in your family, like my mom, We remind her to stop idling every now and then.
Good for you. I think it's so important. Our kids, they have a way with words, and they have a way just reminding us, you know, why this is, you know, your future is at stake, exactly. Right? So I think it's really important that you continue to speak up and speak out. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
You're doing tremendous work, all three of you, everyone, including Suzanne, all of you at Clean Earth for Kids. And I really appreciate you taking the time to come in and to share your great work with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So we're back with Suzanne. Thank you so much for bringing in your incredible youth board members. Any final thoughts that you want to share with us here?
Well, I just want to encourage everyone to take the opportunity to do these tiny climate challenges. So, you know, the kids did that. So they challenged themselves to remind family member or friend to turn the engine off. The second tiny climate challenge that they did was to share the facts. And they were nervous about it at first, right? So when Gideon and Lee, for example, were sharing at the Climate Action Workshop with adults in Oceanside, and they met Principal Planner Russ Cunningham, and they had such a win that no idling and idling policy got actually into the climate action plan. So, and it was the first climate action plan for Oceanside. Yes. So it was really tremendous. And we have city council people who are actually talking about a no idling ordinance, and an ordinance is different than a resolution. So we're really excited about that. We, you know, Esther Sanchez in Oceanside has talked about that, as well as Barbara Hamilton in Carlsbad.
Great advocates.
Yes, excellent advocates. So we're excited about that. So, yes, so the kids took the challenge themselves to remind the Tiny Climate Challenge, to remind drivers to turn the engine off, to share the facts. They also worked on the no idling projects. And so, for example, Lee did a wonderful speech to his class and presented at city council, as he mentioned, but he didn't mention that he had presented many times and just rocked it every time. And Hannah is working, she's a sophomore at El Camino High School here in Oceanside, and she's about to be 16 next week, and she is not excited to drive with all that she knows. So anyway, of course, right? But she is doing a really important essay, and that essay is an option on our contests that you can find out on cleanearthforkids.org. We welcome everybody to K-12 people to enter their, like Gideon was sharing, their signs and posters, songs, raps, poems, presentations, comic strip, action adventure, essay, and solutions to pollution projects. So Hannah decided that she would like to write an essay called Six Reasons That School Districts Should Adopt a No Idling Resolution, Including Signs and Education. And let me tell you, this is effective. We're going to be presenting in Oceanside at the school board. We're on the agenda. You know, Vista Unified School District, thanks to Cipriano Vargas for bringing this forward. What a great advocate for children's health. And the Vista School Board and administration, and we're really excited to work with them. Oceanside is having a meeting about this. We're going to be talking with Carlsbad, other cities, and down to San Diego and everywhere. So that's real excited about it. Oh, and then the fourth no idling challenge, right, to park and walk, you know, no drive-thrus. So we're really excited about that. There's something that we all can do, and it's so simple.
Yes.
So, you know, the other day, Hannah and I were in a parking lot, and a woman was idling, and she was waiting for her child after school. And, we both were thinking, why is she doing this? I mean, it's a beautiful day here in, you know, it was a beautiful day in California. But she had her windows up and was idling. There was, a shady parking spot, like two spots away. But there she was just idling, putting in all of this toxic pollution into the air and carbon dioxide as well. And so it's really hard to ask people, right? So, but I had the courage, and I walked up and I, you know, rep on the window, and I introduced myself and I said I was a teacher. And I just gave the information that Gideon shared. 1 minute of idling has more carbon monoxide than 3 packs of cigarettes. there's so much carbon dioxide going into the air as well, and we need to think about those things. And so she just kind of smiled, and then I said, well, remember, I mean, this is kind of a grim fact, but I'll just give it to you. Over 400 people a year die from carbon monoxide poisoning. If you are not going, if your car is not traveling and you are sitting in a car with your windows up and you have a tiniest little leak, I don't care.
We're part of the problem.
Yes. If you could have a leak in your car, carbon monoxide, and actually die, it could kill you. So it's not just what's coming out of the tailpipe. If your car has a leak, then the carbon monoxide can come into the cabin. Mm. So it's not just a global huge problem, but it's an individual problem as well. And so it always amazes me when I see, tailpipe is going and the cars, the doors fly open, maybe even the trunk, everyone's breathing these things in. There's just not the awareness that's needed. So we feel like this is going to be something that's going to make a huge difference, and we're really excited about it.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today and creating four challenges that our Yay. Tiny Climate Challenge listeners could all partake in. So I'm really excited to, you know, have John come in, who actually mm-hmm. participated in one of the challenges, and hear from him how it went. And, you know, I guess, yeah.
But thank you so much for the opportunity. And, you know, we have other, we'll be developing additional tiny climate challenges because we have 25 projects going on with Clean Earth for Kids. And so you can check out our action plan and the great work that these kids and others are doing, in the community, planting trees, etc. So we're really excited about it. Thank you.
So impressive. And, you know, we mentioned some local cities here because we're in San Diego County, mm-hmm. but I just want to point out that what the work that you guys are doing here, and hopefully you'll make it accessible on your website, mm-hmm. can be replicated in communities across the nation.
Absolutely. In Springfield, Missouri, where I'm from, and I also taught in O'Fallon, Missouri, teachers are excited about this. Everything we have on our website, all the curriculum, everything is absolutely free for anyone to use and modify. Yes, for educational and nonprofit purposes. And we'll be traveling across the country going in to talk not just about no idling, but other ideas, contests and things that not just students, parents, and the community can do to make a big difference.
I love it. And I love how you're engaging all ages.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The kids are, you know, they're the reason, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's really important that we all get involved. So thank you so much for your tremendous efforts, all the incredible work that you're doing, and for taking the time to come in here today and share that with me.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure to meet all of you. I'm Mayela Manassian, your host of Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts, or find me at tinyclimate.com. Remember that small changes can lead to big results in ensuring a tiny climate. Look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.
Now, for the first time in my life, I truly believe my dreams are possible.